Research this week shows nearly 600 plant species have gone extinct since 1750, but scientists say that's likely a big underestimate. Scientists from Kew Royal Botanic Gardens in the UK and Stockholm University in Sweden say the global survey shows the extinction rate for plants is 500 times higher now than when it was before the Industrial Revolution. One major problem is a lack of funding for plant conservation work, including surveys, which take time and effort to complete. But another issue might be that we just don't notice our effect on plant life, either because our brains aren't hardwired for that or due to our upbringing. Professor in environmental psychology at the University of Melbourne, Catherine Williams, says the rates of extinctions aren't surprising because so many of us have been unaware of our relationship with plants for a long period of time.
We have been unconscious of our relationship with plants and our interdependency on plants for such a long time in so many ways. I think that's not the case for all people, but I think a lot of us actually don't pay enough attention to plants. There's a number of studies from around the world which have looked at how people notice, remember, pay attention to plants. It's a small number of studies, so I guess it suggests a pattern, but that's a fairly consistent pattern. Given a set of animals or plants to recall, we're much poorer at recalling the plants. People often express less interest in plants, and we see those kind of patterns following through to behaviours in terms of how much effort we put into plant conservation compared with animal conservation.
Professor Williams says there are a range of reasons behind why we don't put as much effort into plant conservation as opposed to animal conservation, but one of them has to do with how charismatic we might think they are.
In terms of animal conservation, animals that are cute and furry and have faces tend to get a lot more attention and public support for their conservation. Animals that are less, charismatic in that way get less attention. And I think you see that even more so in plants. People pay them less attention, perhaps because they're so very different from us. And that follows through into public support for programs. And I think, you know, the people who make decisions about plant conservation and animal conservation are people too. So you see similar kind of biases, I suspect, in decision making based on both public concern, but perhaps even not having frameworks that overcome some of those inherent biases.
But research is showing that plants are more like us than we think.
They are like us. They live, they change. Plants move, for example. We've all watched flowers tracking the sun. So we know they move, but we forget that they move. So plants are like us because they move. Some research that's come out recently from plant scientists is exploring really exciting ideas, I think, around plants' communication and plant learning. I think there's a great deal that we can see in new science about ways that plants are more similar to us than we perhaps realised in the past.
There are obviously other cultures and societies that have different relationships with the natural world, including plants. Do you think that those kinds of ways of looking at the world are maybe something that we can draw some lessons on?
Absolutely. I think we have so much to learn from Indigenous cultures worldwide, and Australia particularly, from Indigenous cultures in our own country. I mean, like today I'm at a conference on biodiversity across the borders, where we've been hearing about the massive kind of extinctions that we're facing, both in plants and animals, and plants have figured quite highly. And I guess what I've been talking about in this conference is the need to connect with the natural world in new ways. And I think connections to country and caring for country are vivid ways that we can learn from societies that have persisted in this land, you know, for such a long time. I think it's a real role model in terms of understanding how societies can be formed with better connections with plants and animals and all the living things around us.
Is this maybe something that you think would be good to have in school education systems to try to promote a sense of a connection to the natural world?
Yes, definitely. I've been talking today about things like what we do when we're in natural environments, what we do when we're interacting with plants. We can think about the world from the plant's perspective. If we can look at plants and their relationships with other beings, we can think about what makes life tough for plants, what makes life easy for plants. We can think about our own role in that set of relationships. And I think in schools, but also in adult programs, creating spaces for people to learn and perhaps even empathise with plants, I think is something that we should be considering as a way that connects with their emotions and with their senses.
Professor in Environmental Psychology at the University of Melbourne, Catherine Williams, speaking to me earlier.